right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, joined by Arsenio Hall. And let me see if I got this down. You go, dog.
You know what? You're a Negrophile.
Is that right?
You go, dog.
You go, dog. All right, joining us from KCAL and CBS. I get them both confused. I don't know who does who and what. I think you guys do both a little of both.
Yep.
But Pat Harvey, everybody, nice to see you.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes, indeed.
The king of sports, folks, it is Jim Hill, everybody. Woo! Yes.
Makes you want to go, doesn't it?
Jim.
Now, Jim Hill has such tremendous respect for Arsenio Hall that when Arsenio Hall pulled up tonight,
exactly,
Jim actually got a broom and swept in front of him all the way to the
bottom. I was going to throw out rose petals, but that would have been a little bit too much.
That's my dog. Me and Jim go way back.
Can I say something before we start getting into Pat's business and stuff like that? Let me tell you what I think about Arsenio. Pat knows I have a golf tournament every year.
Yes.
Arsenio came out for the fashion show. And actually,
well, he does that for every fashion.
Performed. Not like he performed at this
one. I don't even have to know the people involved.
You know, and the people just absolutely loved him. And I just want to thank you, man, from the bottom of my heart. Because I know he doesn't go out to a lot of places, you know.
No kidding.
But I'm very reclusive.
He came out for the Urban League, and it was absolutely amazing. The people came back on Monday because they thought he was going to be there. I told him he was going to be on a Monday. I knew he wasn't, but.
See, now can I ask you a personal question?
I just want to tell you. The good heart that this guy has.
I know he does.
Yeah, he does.
Now, here's how good my heart was. I never asked you that day, what does the Urban League do?
No.
Nothing except let me win my own golf tournament.
And who does the Urban League play against? Are there other teams in the Urban League?
No, I pick the teams.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I put the teams together. Famous people. And they're all guys, if I might add.
We wanted you to play, but you had other things to do.
Oh, right.
You know how she is.
What does she have to do? She does the news. She goes to church. Well, what else?
It's the hair and the nails and the toes and the massage.
And
getting that diamond polish.
Oh,
look at that thing.
Yep. Let me hide it. Put me on the spot.
It's beautiful.
You know,
look at
Tim, in all sincerity, I've known these gentlemen for years.
She said gentlemen. Thank goodness.
Yes.
She uses the N-word a lot. I'm so glad she said gentlemen.
Said that. But you know,
nice guys.
I go way back with these
nice guys.
No, 19 years ago, Tim, when I started in this market and at KCAL, at Paramount Studio, Stage 29 was just right down the way from Stage 21 where KCAL Studios were located. Arsenio had me on his show at least 3 times that I can count. So my folks are gone now, but I can't tell you what a thrill it was for them to be back in Michigan watching their daughter on the Arsenio Hall show. We can go back and talk about all the things he's covered.
Were you doing news at the time?
No, he had me on as a guest.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was a news lady, but
that's
she didn't
right.
do news
on
for
as a
me.
News lady.
Right.
No.
Yeah. But that's wild.
I did some skits.
She did a sketch. She hit me with a 2x4 one time.
I sure did.
Did you follow the first gay comic? The first openly gay comic?
Her name was Leah Deliria.
No, you are actually this is true.
Yes.
The first openly gay comic to ever appear on television was on your show.
And you know what's weird? It's amazing how times have changed. I got death threats for that. Who cares?
Wow.
Imagine that there's a woman who likes
evidently you did, because that's the last time you had one.
But Rosie O'Donnell, I remember seeing her for the first time.
But see,
on
all those women like Rosie O'Donnell and Paula Poundstone, Ellen, they were on, but they weren't out of the closet. They were pretending like they were doing dating material and talking about.
Yeah, we never knew.
Yeah, talking about the top of their heads and being in rooms with men and things like that. And Leah was the first person to come on and say, I'd like to sleep with Hillary Clinton, you know, and she was it was a stupid joke when you think about it, but she was the first person that was open about it, and then a lot of people started coming out, you know.
Now, Arsenio Hall.
As a matter of fact, Tim, you have something to tell us tonight, right?
Well, I'd rather not say. Well, okay, Arsenio Hall is gay.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank goodness I have to leave in a few minutes.
That's what the spinner rims are about.
Hey, Tim, remember when Bill Clinton played the sax on his show?
I did.
That was one of the defining moments in his campaign. He played the saxophone and it just personalized him.
Nice to see somebody blowing something other than the election in the Democratic Party.
Well, since we're talking about what we saw on Arsenio's show.
Uh-oh. Oh, we won't talk about what we saw on Pat.
I will never forget the night when I'm sitting there and Arsenio, okay, and Diana Ross were swapping spit. You remember that?
Wow.
On the show.
On the show.
When Diana Ross said...
Jim Hill needs a new mic cover.
I don't care. I'm sitting there and I'm watching, and he starts leaning toward her and she starts leaning towards him, and they had this long romantic tongue kiss.
She said kiss me.
No, am I lying?
You're right. She said kiss me. What was I supposed to do? My boys are watching. Diana Ross says kiss you. Only Barry Gordy would say no. So I went with it, you know?
Yeah, for how long? It was a long time, though.
Yeah, it was. I left a tooth in her mouth.
All right. Jim Hill is with us.
That's what I remember.
Also, Pam Harvey is with us, and Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday. And Jim said Arsenio Hall, one of the nicest guys in the United States, let alone the show business. But he hates when I do this.
Oh, God.
And he talks to me during the break, and he asks me seriously not to do it again, and then two nights later I do it again.
It happens.
But he has sent 10 kids full ride through college and never tells anybody. And never mentions it, and is not wildly depressed that none of those kids had ever called him or wrote him to say thank you.
No.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't do it for that reason. You know, I did it, you know, well, these were brothers I was afraid of, and I wanted to educate them so I wouldn't get killed. But so my motive wasn't in the right place. But, you know, you don't want to thank you. You don't need to
thank
you.
Yeah, but they're all local. I mean, they all went to Pierce. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's amazing you talk about this, Pat, because Arsenio and I were talking about this a little earlier. And I was telling him that it reminds me of that old Chinese proverb. More money makes you more of who you really are.
Ah.
That's pretty profound, especially coming from me.
You know, I'm going to use that, and I also use Jesse Jackson has – I have a 3-year-old daughter, just turned 3 on Sunday, and he taught me one thing. Jesse Jackson. Reggie Jackson taught me something else. But, no, Jesse Jackson said it's not what you buy your kids, it's where you take them. And that'll always stick with me, and that's the way I sort of raised my child.
Oh, wait, Pat has
Pat,
to go.
Where are you going?
I have to work.
Is there a high-speed chair?
I'm not going to church right now, but I do have to work.
Oh, it was that kiss.
I have to do a tease,
it was that kiss that Arsenio gave Diana Ross.
All right, Pat Harvey, everybody. Patrick.
Pat Harvey, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you on the tube.
All right, I am so glad she's gone. All right, now we can talk about sports. All right, so Jim
Hill. She's so fine.
Best journalist in the business.
Yeah, really
is.
Now, what's going on with the Dodgers are going to start tomorrow, all right?
Maybe.
No,
I'm serious.
Oh, it may rain out.
There's a threat of rain back there, yes. But all the so-called experts are really starting to lean towards the Dodgers' way because, you know, the Dodgers, it's not sometimes who has the best team but who's playing the best at that particular time.
Right.
And they are. And Hollywood has gone Manny-wood.
Yes, indeed.
How many translators are in the Dodger dugout?
You know what? You only need one.
No.
Hit the ball. Right. Catch the ball. And that's just what they're doing.
But how many different languages are spoken in that? There's Spanish. There's Korean.
Spanish, there's Korean, there's Japanese, there's Chinese. It's like 5.
Let's put it like this. In the training room, they play Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. But it's amazing how baseball really is the universal language. When you think about it.
Right.
Baseball is almost like the universal language.
I thought music was the universal language.
I said like, RC. Oh, yeah.
I think you're right. I think baseball is easier to incorporate more languages. Like when you're playing football, and you know this because you played football, you couldn't have guys speaking 5 different languages on the field and have all those, you know, intricate plays. It'd be almost impossible.
Well, I played on some teams and it looked like we had guys speaking 5 different languages.
Right? Now you played
you play
for San Diego, right?
San Diego and Green Bay.
And Green Bay too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Green Bay.
He was a cheesehead for a minute.
And you got a ring. Where'd you get the ring?
Oh, that's my
That has nothing to do with football. That's some old
pimp. Just bought off the street.
Well, you know that's Arsenio. You know what? Arsenio knows. I can't lie to him.
Is that the college ring?
No, that's when I was in that's my alumni ring from the NFL.
Look at you, man.
That represents 8 years and 7 operations.
Yeah,
that's why I kind of limp right now.
Wait, you have
when
7 operations on the legs?
Yes.
Has he ever showed you his legs?
No.
Oh, his Achilles is jacked up, man. But,
oh, yeah. Just to show you how tight we are, we were comparing scars a little while ago.
Yeah, that's what brothers do when they're alone and y'all not around.
Oh, I see.
It's like, wait, have you seen this one?
Arsenio asked me if Jim's ever showed me his legs. Like, you've never seen them?
Yeah, but it's my emotional scars that really hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Hey, now, Jim, yes. I hate to bring this up because you're a terrific sportscaster. But what was Keith Olbermann like? Was he sort of like an a-hole?
No.
Let me take a shot at Keith.
He's one of the smartest guys you'll
ever
meet. He's very, very, very smart. I didn't get a chance to work with him because when he was at Channel 2, I was at another station. But I will tell you this. He is so smart. That's why he has his own show right now on MSNBC.
Is he hard to work with?
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, I wish we were on TV right now. Jim started nodding while he denied.
I get along with him. You know, and I only judge people by the way I get along with them, not by the way they get along with someone else. Keith is a very smart individual, and he has a great respect for me, and I have a great respect for what he does.
All right, I wish we could do what Jim Hill told me about him off the air.
What were you trying to stir up?
Nah, like when you told me off the air when it holy was. Jim, let's talk a little bit about the Lakers. Anything new this year? Anything we're going to see differently than last year?
Well, Lamar Odom may come off the bench, which is one of the things that Phil Jackson is talking about.
Why is Lamar still in town?
Because he has a guaranteed contract.
Oh, okay.
Those guaranteed contracts do a lot for you. I mean, you know, they just played last night their first preseason game against the Utah Jazz, and Phil was not there because he had swelling in his leg, so he watched the game on TV.
Uh-huh.
Well, today at practice, we're told that he told Lamar he was not very thrilled with Lamar's performance last night. So Lamar is kind of in the doghouse just a little bit. When Lamar first heard about coming off the bench and being the sixth man, he was quoted the next day as saying, you know, well, Phil was out of his mind. Then the next day, Lamar said, well, I was just joking because I thought Phil was just joking. Phil wasn't joking.
And you don't want to joke around with Phil, especially if he's on Vicodin or painkillers, because that's a lot of mood swings to come along with those drugs. And now what about the Clippers? Are they going to take a shot at staying in the league here?
Well, you know what? The Clippers, sometimes they aim the gun at themselves.
Right.
They're trying to get rid of Elgin Baylor now. They said that Elgin resigned. Elgin didn't resign because he still has money on the table. Arsenio will tell you, you don't leave money on the table.
Not at all.
So now they're trying to work out some kind of buyout package for Elgin.
Well, is this Donald Sterling at the helm of this?
It's his team.
Look at that.
It's his team. And now, Elgin has an attorney, and they're going to try and do things quietly and behind the scenes. And if they don't, then the attorney's going to file suit.
Why don't they let Sarah Palin run the team? she's more qualified than Donald Sterling.
A lot of other things.
Yeah.
Is this team ever going to have a shot at winning anything? Because, I mean, the Clippers fans have got to be wildly depressed.
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. As a matter of fact, I saw Billy Crystal a couple of days ago.
Then why would somebody buy tickets to go down and watch?
Billy loves the Clippers, but now his love is starting to fade just a little bit.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know they tease you a little bit, and they tease you, and then all of a sudden they let you down.
So should they move away? I mean, maybe
they had an opportunity. They had an opportunity to go down to Anaheim. They could have been at the pond down in Anaheim, but Donald Sterling wanted to be at the Staples Center. Now, make no mistake about it, he makes a lot of money.
Well, did they still divide up the TV money?
Yes.
So it's
he makes a lot of money,
but it's all divided evenly amongst the teams.
Yeah. Let me give you another example of how much money he makes.
So you could put a high school team out there and still make money.
No, I'm not going to say that. But you put an NBA team, you put the Clippers out there, and a lot of times the people will go to see whoever the Clippers are playing.
Okay? Right, I see.
A courtside seat for the Lakers right now costs about $2,200 to $2,300.
Per seat.
That same seat for a Clipper game is like $500 or $600.
And at the Clipper game, they might ask you to play.
Yeah.
Well, that's always fun and well worth the money.
You think they would be tired of being the butt of jokes, but they're the Clippers.
But, you know, this is whenever somebody calls up and say they're a great Clippers fan, they've been watching the Clippers for years, I always ask them one question. Who's Ralph Lawler? And
the play-by-play guy.
Yeah, they can never tell me.
No play-by-play guy from the Clippers.
But since 1978, he's been the play-by-play guy.
And he is very good.
Yeah. But Ralph, how depressing is that for him every year?
Well, you know, Ralph is a professional.
Does he end the season by saying, we'll get him next year?
No, that's for Cub fans.
Okay. I actually saw a Clipper one time
order a hot dog on the bench. That's the, his name was Quentin something. Remember, you remember that guy? I actually saw him turn around and ask for, can I get another pack of the mustard, man? You know, he actually ate a hot dog at the old sports center.
At the sports
What was that, Quentin? What was his name?
Quentin Richardson?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who was it? Who was it on the Raiders that was eating peanuts? Was it Allen?
No, I tell you who did it on the Raiders. It was a gentleman by the name of Ted Hendricks. Remember Ted Hendricks used to play with Baltimore? Yeah, he was a linebacker.
Yeah, yeah.
A very, very, a great linebacker. Came through Green Bay 1 year before going on to Oakland. He ate a couple of hot dogs on the sidelines.
Look at that. Yeah. All right, now Jim Hill is with us, also Arsenio Hall. And I'm sure, you know, you've been in sports for a long time. You've covered a lot of football. I'm not sure that you were old enough to cover O.J. Simpson at USC. Maybe you were, maybe you weren't.
No.
You probably weren't. But you probably covered him afterwards, maybe in his pro career.
Mm-hmm. Was he a friend, Jim?
I know O.J. Well, you a lot of
did
us
you play golf
area.
With him?
No.
No.
No, a lot of...
Did you kill people with him?
Come on now. I mean, we're here, but that's really kind of a sick joke. You know, it really
hey,
is.
Tim, I forgot to tell you this before the show started. We still don't believe O.J.'s guilty.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We holding out.
Okay. All right. But you knew him pretty well.
I you know what? Sometimes it's just best for me to stay in my own lane.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Okay. A lot of people here knew O.J. A lot of people knew him very well. A lot of people are very disappointed what happened 13 years ago and then what happened, you know, a couple of days ago. But you know what? When you're your own person and when you go against what you know is better, then you got to suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
Do I know what happened? I don't know what happened. Do I have my own thoughts?
You know who knows what happened? There was a dog out there that night. I wish it was Lassie, because if it was Lassie, you know, Lassie used to be able to tell you, you know, there's something going on at the barn. You know, I wish it was Lassie that he heard, oh, Heisman Trophy winner, cut her head off. You know, I wish Lassie had been in Brentwood that night.
Yeah, you know, we were on the air when he was convicted last week, and there was sort of like a weird feeling that I actually felt sorry for the first time for the guy ever. You know, he's sitting in that courtroom, and the guys are reading off these charges, you know, one after the other, guilty, guilty, guilty. And I felt bad for the guy for the first time. Sort of an odd feeling.
I was at a ball game.
No, were you watching?
I was at a ball game. I don't know. No, I'm serious.
Is that right?
The best thing for me to do is what I do.
Right.
Stay
in your own lane.
Oh, no, I'm very serious.
Yeah.
Stay in my own lane, because when that verdict was being read, I was out doing sports. I was at a ball game. So I just heard about it. Then, of course, that night I went back and, you know, I saw what happened on the late news. But, you know, unless you're right there viewing all the testimony and hearing all the testimony and listening, all that kind of stuff, I don't know what those jurors know. But I know what their reasoning was. And so that's why we have the judicial system the way that we do.
Exactly.
All right. Do you know anybody that doesn't like Jim Hill?
Not a single
I have
person.
Never met. Yeah.
Al Davis.
Wait, Al Davis doesn't like him?
Oh, Al and I had a little run-in with the Marcus Allen incident.
Well, which Marcus Allen incident?
Well, when he benched Marcus Allen.
Right.
I mean, when
wasn't Marcus
was
the one eating peanuts on the sideline?
No.
I think you were.
No. You just try to stir it up.
You said peanuts, right?
Yeah, peanuts.
No, that wasn't him. That wasn't him.
That wasn't Marcus.
But did he approach you? I mean,
no. It was just that Marcus was traded to Kansas City. I went to Kansas City to do an interview with Marcus. The Raiders were going to come and play the Chiefs in Kansas City. The Chiefs beat the Raiders. I did an interview with Marcus on the field. The next day, I went to the Raider camp, and guys were saying, oh, Al is mad at you. I said, well, I don't care. So Al came up to me and said, you're trying to ruin the Raider organization. I said, Al, I'm not doing anything. Yeah, you shouldn't be saying I'm trying to ruin Marcus Allen. I said, Al, I work for CBS. I don't work for you. So we were walking, and so he took a step, and I took another step to keep the same distance between us, because I didn't want to let him think that he was intimidating me, because the fellas were watching.
Absolutely.
And if the fellas are watching, you can't be punked out, because if you do that one time, that's it. That's it forever.
So that's the jock and Jim talking.
Yeah, see, white guys don't mind looking like pussies if it's going to be a fight, you know? We'll just walk away. But
well, that's what happened.
All right. right, Jim Hill, everybody. What is your best prediction of the Dodgers? You think it's Dodgers in six?
Seven.
Seven.
I learned a long time ago that whenever you go into a playoff series, you always should prepare for the max. I learned that from Pat Riley when he was and Jerry West when they were coaching the Lakers.
I always
prepare for the long haul.
I learned from Pat that socks are not necessarily necessary.
Well, see, you learn a lot from Pat Riley.
An awful lot.
See, you know, including how to dress. You know what, though? When the Lakers were at the Forum during the Showtime era, you could always see Arsenio at courtside. Always. And he knows the game.
I know.
I mean,
he does.
You know, everybody talks about, and Jack knows the game, but this man knows the game. He knows the guys.
And he's still at the Forum every Sunday, right?
Yeah, with the same clothes on that I used to wear to the basketball game.
Saying amen.
Yeah.
He's trying to get me down to this thing Sunday.
It's a wonderful experience.
What time is on Sunday? What time are you going?
We have more than one service, Tim. If you just will put on your Kirkland tie, we can go, man.
Is there a guy going up and down the hall with peanuts? And
I'll get you peanuts. If that'll get you to church, I'll get you peanuts.
Well, he has a thing for peanuts, doesn't he?
Praise the Lord.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for coming
by. My pleasure.
Jim Hill, everybody, you can see him on CBS. You can see him tonight at 11 o'clock. And he predicts the Los Angeles Dodgers against the Philadelphia Phillies will go seven games. Who's starting for the Dodgers tomorrow?
Derek Lowe. The ultimate prediction? The Dodgers against the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah,
Manny's back.
Yeah. Yes. Do we have enough money to keep Manny next year?
You got to be pretty creative, like you will be creative.
Uh-huh. I heard he wants to go to New York for the Yankees to beat up on the Boston.
Let me tell you something. The Yankees have never lost a player when it comes to money. When you think about it.
There you go. It's over.
Jim Hill, the Black Sara Lee. Nobody doesn't like Jim Hill. The hell with Al Davis.
All right. Thank you very much. Jim Hill, everybody. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we'll be back on TV at 9:35 right here on 97.1 Korea.